The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations, Chapter 17. The Supreme Lord agrees to become Aditi's son. As explained in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being very pleased with the Payavrata ceremony performed by Aditi, appeared before her in full opulence. At her request, the Lord agreed to become her son. After Aditi performed the Payavrata ceremony for 12 continuous days, the Lord, who was certainly very pleased with her, appeared before her with four hands and dressed in yellow garments. As soon as Aditi saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead present before her, she immediately got up, and with great ecstatic love for the Lord, she fell to the ground to offer her respectful obeisances. Aditi's throat was choked because of ecstatic feelings, and her entire body trembled with devotion. Although she wanted to offer suitable prayers to the Lord, she could not do anything, and thus she remained silent for some time. Then, feeling solace, observing the beauty of the Lord, she offered her prayers. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul of all living entities, was very pleased with her, and he agreed to become her son by incarnating as a plenary expansion. He was already pleased by Kashyapa Muni's austerities, and thus he agreed to become their son to maintain the demigods. After giving his word of honor to this effect, the Lord disappeared. Following the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aditi engaged in the service of Kashyapa Muni, who could see by samadhi that the Lord was within him, and who thus placed his semen in the womb of Aditi. Lord Brahma, who is known as Hiranyagarbha, understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had entered Aditi's womb. Thus he offered prayers to the Lord. Text 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti Ukta Saditi Rajan Svabhartra Kashyapena Vai Anavatistad Vata Idam Dvadasaham Atandrita. Synonyms: Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti, thus, Ukta, being advised, Sa, that lady, Aditi, Sa Rajan, O king, Svabhartra, by her husband, Kashyapamuni, Vai, indeed, Anu, similar, Atistat, executed, Vratamidam, this Payavrata ritualistic ceremony, Dodasaham, for 12 days, Atandrita, without any laziness. Translation: Shukadev Goswami said, O king, after Aditi was thus advised by her husband, Kashyapa Muni, she strictly followed his instructions without laziness, and this way performed the Payavrata ritualistic ceremony. Purport: For advancement in anything, especially in spiritual life, one must strictly follow the bona fide instructions of the teacher. Aditi did this. She strictly followed the instructions of her husband and guru. As confirmed in the Vedic injunctions, Yasadeve Parabhaktir Yatateve Tadagaro, one should have complete faith in the guru who helps the disciple make progress in spiritual life. As soon as the disciple thinks independently, not caring for the instructions of the spiritual master, he is a failure. Yasya prasada nagati katopi. Aditi very strictly followed the instructions of her husband and spiritual master, and thus she was successful. Text 2 and 3. Chittyanti akeya buddhya mahapurushamishvaram pragihriyena ridya dustvam manasa buddhi sarati manas chaikagaira buddhya bhagavati akilatmani Vasudeva Samadaya Chitaraha Payovratam. Synonyms: Chintayanti, constantly thinking, Ekaya, with one attention, Buddhya, and intelligence, Mahapurusham, upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishram, the Supreme Controller, Lord Vishnu, Pragriya, completely controlling, Indriya, the senses, Dusta, formidable, powerful, Ashvan, horses, Manasa, by the mind, Buddhisariti, with the help of the intelligence, the chariot driver, Mana, the mind, Cha, also, Eka Akaraya, with full attention, Buddha with the intelligence, Bhagavati unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Akaliyatmani, the Supreme Soul, the Super Soul of all living entities, Vasudeva unto Lord Vasudeva, Samadaya, keeping full attention, Charachara, executed, Ha, thus, Payavratam, ritualistic ceremony known as Payavrata. Translation. With full, undiverted attention, Aditi thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way brought under full control her mind and senses, which resembled forceful horses. She concentrated her mind upon the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva. Thus she performed the ritualistic ceremony known as Payavrata. Purport. This is the process of Bhakti Yoga. Anya Bilasita Sunyam Gyanakarmadi Anavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushilam Bhakti Rutama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. End quote. One simply has to concentrate upon the lotus feet of Vasudeva Krishna, Savai Mana Krishna Padada Vindaya. When the mind and senses will be controlled, one can engage himself fully in the devotional service of the Lord. The devotee does not need to practice the Hatha Yoga system to control the mind and senses. His mind and senses are automatically controlled because of unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. Text 4. Tasya Pradura Bhutata Bhagavan Adi Purusha Pita Vashas Chatur Bahu Shankar Chakra Gadadara. Synonyms. Tasya, before her, Pradura Bhut appeared, Tata, my dear king, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adi Purusha, the original person, Pitavas, dressed in yellow garments, Chatabuha, Bahu, with forearms, Shankha, Chakra, Gadadhara, bearing the conch shell, disc, club, and lotus flower. Translation, my dear king, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, dressed in yellow garments and bearing a conch shell, disc, club, and lotus in his four hands, then appeared before Diti. Text 5. Tamnetra gocharam bhikshya sahasotaya sodaram nanama bhuvikayena dandavat priti vivala. Synonyms. Tam, him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, netra gocharam, visible by her eyes, vikshya, after seeing, sahasa, all of a sudden, utaya, getting up, saadaram, with great respect, namnama, offering respectful obeisances, bhuvi, on the ground, kayena, by the whole body, dandavat, falling like a rod, priti vivala, almost puzzled because of transcendental bliss. Translation, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead became visible to Aditi's eyes, Aditi was so overwhelmed by transcendental bliss that she at once stood up and then fell to the ground like a rod to offer the Lord her respectful obeisances. Text 6. Sotaya badanjalayar iditam stita notseha ananda jala kule kshana babuha babuva tusnim pulaka kula kritis tadarshana tutsava gatra vipetu. Synonyms. Sa, she, Utaya, standing up, Buddha Anjali, with folded hands, aditam, to worship the Lord, stita, situated, na usehe, could not endeavor, ananda, from transcendental bliss, jala, with water, akula ikshana, her eyes were filled, babuva, remained, tushnim, silent, pulaka, with standing of the hairs on the body, akula, overwhelmed, akriti, her form, tat darshana, by seeing the Lord, ati utsava, with great pleasure, Gatra, her body, Veputu, began to tremble. Translation. Aditi stood silently with folded hands, unable to offer prayers to the Lord. Because of transcendental bliss, tears filled her eyes and the hairs of her body stood on end. Because she could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, she felt ecstasy and her body trembled. Text 7. Pritashanar Gadagdaya Giraharim Tustava Sa Devi Adita Kurudvaha Udvik Sati Sa Pitativa Chakshusha Rama Patim Yagna Patim Jagat Patim. Synonyms. Pritya, because of love, Sunai again and again, Gadgadaya, faltering, Gira, with a voice, Hadim, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tushtava, pleased, Sa, she, Devi, the demigoddess, Aditi, Aditi, Kuru Udvaha, O Maharaj Prakshit, Udvikshati, while staring, Sa, she, Pibati, Eva, appeared as if she were drinking chakshus through the eyes, Ramapatim unto the Lord, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Yajnapatim unto the Lord, the enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, Jagatpatim, the master and lord of the entire universe. Translation. O Maharaj Prakshit, the demigoddess Aditi then began offering her prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a faltering voice and with great love. She appeared as though drinking through her eyes, the Supreme Lord, who is the husband of the Goddess of Fortune, the enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, and the master and lord of the entire universe. Purport. After observing the Payavrata, Aditi was certain that the Lord had appeared before her as Ramapati, the husband of all good fortune, just to offer her sons all opulences. She had performed the yoga of Payavrata under the direction of her husband, Kashyapa, and therefore she thought of the Lord as Yagapati. She was completely satisfied to see the master and lord of the entire universe come before her to fulfill her desire. Text 8. Sri Aditya Ravacha Yagnesha Yagya Purashachuta Tirtapad Tirta Shrava Shravana Mangala Manamedeya Apana Loka Virgino Pasamodayada Dya Samna Krihisa Bhagavan Ishadinanat. Synonyms. Sri Aditya Vacha, the demigoddess Aditi said, Yajna Isha, O controller of all sacrificial ceremonies, Yaga Purusha, the person who enjoys the benefits of all sacrifices, Achuta, infallible, Tirthapad, at whose lotus feet stand all the holy places of pilgrimage, Tirthashrava, celebrated as the ultimate shelter of all saintly persons, Shravana, hearing about whom, Mangala is auspicious, Namadeha, to chant his name is also auspicious, Apana, surrendered, Loka, of people, Vrijina, dangerous material position, Upasama, diminishing, Udaya, who has appeared, Udaya, the original personality of Godhead, Sham, auspiciousness, Na, our, Kriti, kindly bestow upon us, Isha, O Supreme Controller, Bhagavan, O Lord, Asi, you are, Dinanath, the only shelter of the downtrodden. Translation. The goddess Aditi said, O master and enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, O infallible and most famous person, whose name, when chanted, spreads all good fortune, O original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Controller, shelter of all holy places, you are the shelter of all poor, suffering, living entities, and you have appeared to diminish their suffering. Please be kind to us and spread our good fortune. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of those who observe vows and austerities, and it is He who bestows benedictions upon them. He is worshipable for the devotee throughout the devotee's life, for He never breaks His promises. As He says in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Kuntiya pradijanihi name bhakta pranasiti. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. End quote. The Lord is addressed here as Achyuta, the infallible, because He takes care of His devotees. Anyone inimical to the devotees is certainly vanquished by the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is the source of the Ganges water, and therefore He is addressed here as Tirthapad, indicating that all the holy places are at His lotus feet, or that whatever He touches with His foot becomes a holy place. Bhagavad Gita, for example, begins with the word Dharma Kshetra Kurukshetra. Because the Lord was present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it became a Dharma Kshetra, a place of pilgrimage. Therefore, the Pandavas, who were extremely religious, were assured of victory. Any place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead displays His pastimes, such as Vrindavan or Dwarka, becomes a holy place. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is pleasing to the ear and expands good fortune to the audience who hears it chanted. owing to the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aditi was fully assured that the troublesome condition created for her by the demons would now be ended. Text 9. Vishvaya Vishva Bhavana Stiti Samyamya Maya Svaryam Grihita Purushakti Gunaya Bhumne Shrastaya Sasvad Upabrimhita Purnaboda Vyapaditatma Tamase Haret Ye tamas, Namaste. Synonyms. Vishvaya, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is actually the entire universe. Vishva, of the universe. Bhavana, creation. Stiti, maintenance. Samyamaya, and annihilation. Svairam, fully independent. Grihita, taking in hand. Puru, completely. Shakti Gunaya, controlling the three modes of material nature. Bhumne, the supreme great. Svastaya, who is always situated in his original form. Shashvat, eternally. Aparbrahmita, achieved. Purna, complete. Bodha, knowledge. Vyapadita, completely vanquished. Atma Tamase, of the illusory energy of your lordship. Haraye, unto the supreme lord. Namate, offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Translation. My lord, you are the all-pervading universal form, the fully independent creator, maintainer, and destroyer of this universe. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position, for your knowledge is infallible and always is suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. O my lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 2.117, it is said, Siddhanta baila chite nakara alas, iha haite Krishna lage suri da manas. Anyone trying to become fully Krishna conscious must know the Lord's glories as far as they are possible to understand. Here, Aditi hints at these glories. The universe is nothing but the external potency of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Maya tatamidam sarvam. Whatever we see in this universe is but an expansion of the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as the sunshine and heat all over the universe are expansions of the sun. When one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he surpasses the influence of the illusory energy, for the Supreme Lord, being fully wise and being situated in the heart of everyone, especially in the heart of the devotee, gives one intelligence by which one is sure never to fall into illusion. Text 10. Ayu param vapur abhistam atulya lakshmir dyobhu rasa sakala guna yogagunas trivarga jnanam chakevalam ananta bhavanti tustat Tato Ninam Kim Tu Sapatna Jayadirisha. Synonyms. Ayu, duration of life. Param, as long as that of Lord Brahma. Vapu, a particular type of body. Abhistam, the goal of life. Atulya Lakshmi, unparalleled opulence in material existence. Dyo, the upper planetary system. Bhu, Bhu Loka, Rasa, the lower planetary system. Shakala, all kinds of. Yoga Guna, the eight mystic perfections. Tri Varga, the principles of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Jnanam, transcendental knowledge. Cha and Kevalam, complete. Ananta, O unlimited one. Bhavanti, all become possible. Tustat, by your satisfaction. Tattva, or Tvata, from you. Nrinam, of all living entities. Kim U, what to speak of. Sapatna, enemies. Jaya, conquering. Adi, and others. Ashi, such benedictions. Translation. O unlimited one, if your lordship is satisfied, one can very easily obtain a lifetime as long as that of Lord Brahma, a body either in the upper, lower, or middle planetary systems, unlimited material opulence, religion, economic development, and satisfaction of the senses, full transcendental knowledge in the eight yogic perfections, what to speak of such petty achievements as conquering one's rivals. Text 11. Sri Shuka Vacha. Adityaivam suto rajan bhagavan pushkarekshana kshetragya sarvabhutanam iti hovacha bharata. Synonyms. Sri Shukavacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Aditya, by Aditi, evam thus, Stuta, being worshipped, Rajan, O King, Maharaj Parikshit, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pushkara Ikshana, whose eyes are like lotus flowers, Chetragnya, the Supersoul, Sarvabhutanam, of all living entities, Iti, thus, ha, indeed, Uvacha replied, Bharata, O best of the Bharat dynasty. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, best of the Bharat dynasty, when the lotus-eyed Lord, the Supersoul of all living entities, was thus worshipped by Aditi, he replied as follows. Text 12. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Deva Mater Bhavatya Me Vignatam Chirakanksitam Yat Sapatnair Rita Srinam Chaivitanam Svadamata. Synonyms. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said, Deva Mata, O Mother of the Demigods, Bhavatya, of you, may, by me, be yatam, understood, Chira, Kankshitam, what you have desired for a long time, yet, because Sapatnai, by the rivals, Ritesinam, of your sons, who are bereft of all opulences, Chavitanam, vanquished Svadharmata, from their own residential quarters. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Mother of the Demigods, I have already understood long your long-cherished desires for the welfare of your sons, who have been deprived of all opulences and driven from their residence by their enemies. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart, and especially in the hearts of his devotees, is always ready to help devotees in adversity. Since he knows everything, he knows how things are to be adjusted, and he does the needful to relieve the suffering of his devotee. Text 13. Tanvinirjitya samare durmadan asarasaban pratilabda jayastribir putrair ichasi upasitam. Synonyms. Tan, them. Vinirjitya, defeating Samare in the fight, Durmadan, puffed up by strength, Asura Rishaban, the leaders of the demons, Pratilabda, getting back, Jai, victory, Shribi, as well as the opulence, Putrai, with your sons, Ichasi, or you are desiring, Upasitam, to come together and worship me. Translation, O Devi, O Goddess, I understand that you want to regain your sons and to be together with them to worship me after defeating the enemies in battle and retrieving your abode and opulences. Text 14. Indra jestai shratanayar hanta hatanam yudivid visham striya rudantir asadya drastum ichasi dukitai. Synonyms. Indra jestai, persons who are of whom King Indra is the eldest, Shratanayai, by your own sons, Hatanam, who are killed, Yudi, in the fight, Vidvisham, of the enemies, Striya, the wives, Rudanti, lamenting, Asadya, coming near the dead bodies of their husbands, Drastum Ihachi, Ichasi, you want to see, Dukita, very much aggrieved. Translation, you want to see the wives of the demons lamenting for the deaths of their husbands when those demons, the enemies of your sons, are killed in battle by the demigods of whom Indra is the chief. Text 15. Atmajan susamridhams tvam pratyahrita yasashtriya nakapristam adistaya kridato drastam ichasi. Synonyms. Atmajan, your own sons, Su Samhridan, completely opulent, Tvam, you, Pratyahrita, having received back Yasha, reputation, Sriya, opulence, Nakapristam, in the heavenly kingdom, Adistaya, situated, Kridata, enjoying their life, Drastum, to see Ichasi, you are desiring. Translation, you want your sons to regain their lost reputation and opulence and to live again on their heavenly planet as usual. Text 16. Prayoduna te surayutanath aparinina iti devi me mati yate nukuleshvara vipragupta na vikramas tatra shukam dadati. synonyms, praya, almost, adhuna, at the present moment, te, all of them, asurayutanath, the chiefs of the demons, aparayanina, unconquerable, iti thus, Devi, O Mother Aditi, may my mati opinion yet, because te, all of the demons, Anukula Vishwaravi Pragupta, protected by Brahmanas, by whose favor the Supreme Controller is always present. Na, not Vikrama, the use of power, Tatra, there, Sukham, happiness, Dadati, can give. Translation, O Mother of the Demigods, in my opinion, almost all the chiefs of the demons are now unconquerable, for they are being protected by Brahmanas, whom the Supreme Lord always favors. Thus, the use of power against them now will not at all be a source of happiness. Purport. When a person is favored by Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, no one can defeat him. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not interfere when one is protected by a Brahmana. It is said, Go Brahmanya Tacha. The Lord's first inclination is to give all benedictions to the cows and Brahmanas. Therefore, if Brahmanas favor someone, the Lord does not interfere, nor can anyone interfere with the happiness of such a person. Text 17. Atapi upayo mama devi chintya santositasya vrata charaya ite mar mamar chanam narhati gatum anat anyata shadhanurupam phala hetukhatvat. Synonyms. Ata, therefore, api, in spite of this situation, upaya, some means, mama, by me, Devi, O Goddess. Chintya must be considered santositasya, very pleased, vratacharyaya, observing the vow, te, by you, mama acharam, archanam, worshipping me, na, never, aharti, deserves gatum, anyata, to become otherwise, shraddha anurupam, according to one's faith and devotion, fall of the result, hetukatvat, from being the cause. Translation. Yet, because I have been satisfied by the activities of your vow, O Goddess Aditi, I must find some means to favor you, for worship of me never goes in vain, but certainly gives the desired result according to what one deserves. Text 18. Trayarchitas chaham apatya gupataye payogadvrate nagu nugunam samidita swamsena puratmam upetya te sutan guptam tasmi maricha tapasi adistita. Synonyms. Twaya, by you, Archita, being worshipped, cha, also, aham, I, apatya guptaye, giving protection to your sons, paya vratena, by the payo vrata vow, anugunam, as far as possible, samidita, properly worshipped, sva amsena, by my plenary portion, putratvam, becoming your son, upetya, taking this opportunity, te sutan, to your other sons, gopta asmi, I shall give protection, maricha, of Kashyapa Muni, tapasi, in the austerity, adistita, situated. Translation, you have prayed to me and will properly worship me by performing the great prayavrata ceremony for the sake of protecting your sons. Because of Kashyapa Muni's austerities, I shall agree to become your son and thus protect your other sons. Text 19. Upadava patim badre prajapatim akalmasam mam chabava yati patyav evam rupam avastitam. Synonyms. Upadava, just go worship patim, your husband, badre, O gentle woman. Prajapatim, who is a prajapati, akalmasam, very much purified because of his austerity, mam, me, cha, as well as bhavayati, thinking of patyo, within your husband, evam, thus, rupam, form, avastitam, situated there. Translation, always thinking of me as being situated within the body of your husband, Kashyapa, go worship your husband, who has been purified by his austerity. Text 20, naitad parashma akyayam, Pristayapi katanchana sarvam sampadete devi devaguyam susam vritam. Synonyms. Na, not etat, this parashmai, to outsiders, ekeyam, is to be disclosed, pristayapi, even though questioned, katanchana, by anyone, sarvam, everything, sapadyate, becomes successful, devi, O lady, devaguyam, very confidential, even to the demigods, susamvritam, very careful to keep, very carefully kept confidential. Translation, O lady, even if someone inquires, you should not disclose this fact to anyone. That which is very confidential is successful if kept secret. Text 21. Sri Shuku Vacha, Etavad Uktva Bhagavams Tatraivan Taradiyati Yata Aditir Dulabam Ladva Harer Janmatmani Prabho Upadavat Patim Bhaktya Paryaya Krita Krityavat. Synonyms. Sri Shukavacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Etavat, in this way, Uktva, saying to her, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tatra Eva, on that very spot, Anta Adityata, disappeared, Aditi, Durlabham, a very rare achievement, Lavdva, getting Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janma, birth, Atmani, in herself, Prabhu, of the Lord, Upadavat, immediately went, Patim, unto her husband, Bhaktya, with devotion, Paraya, great, Krita Krityavat, thinking herself very successful. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami said, after speaking in this way, the Supreme Personality of God had disappeared from that very spot. Aditi, having received the extremely valuable benediction that the Lord would appear as her son, considered herself very successful, and with great devotion she approached her husband. Text 22. Savai samhadi yogena kashyapas tadabhutyata pravistam atmani harer asam hi avitekshana. Synonyms. Sa kashyapa muni by, indeed, samhadi yogena, by mystic meditation, kashyapa muni tat then, abhutyata, could understand, pravistam, entered atmani, within himself, hare, of the Supreme Lord, Amsam, a plenary portion, he indeed, avita ta ikshana, whose vision is never mistaken. Translation, being situated in a meditational trance, Kashyapa Muni, whose vision is never mistaken, could see that a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead had entered within him. Text 23. So dityam viram abhata tapasa chira sambritam samahita mana rajan duruni agnim yatanila. Synonyms. Sa kashapa adityam, unto aditi, viriam, semen, adata, placed, tapasa, by austerity, chira sambritam, restrained for long, long years, samahita mana, being fully entranced upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rajan, O King, Daruni, as in firewood, Agnim, fire, Yata, as, Anila, wind. Translation, O King, as the wind promotes friction between two pieces of wood and thus gives rise to fire, Kashyapa Muni, whose transcendental position was fully absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transferred his potency into the womb of Aditi. Purport. A forest fire begins when two pieces of wood rub against one another, being agitated by the wind. Actually, however, fire belongs neither to the wood nor to the wind. It is always different from both. Similarly, here it is to be understood that the union of Kashyapa Muni and Aditi was not like the sexual intercourse of ordinary human beings. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with the human secretions of sexual intercourse. He is always completely aloof from such material combinations. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, I am equal toward all living entities. Nonetheless, to protect the devotees and kill the demons who are or were a disturbing element, the Lord entered the womb of Aditi. Therefore, this is a transcendental pastime of the Lord. This should not be misunderstood. One should not think that the Lord became the son of Aditi in the way an ordinary child is born because of sexual intercourse between man and woman. Here it may also be appropriate to explain, in these days of controversy, the origin of life. The life force of the living entity, the soul, is different from the ovum and semen of a human being. although the conditioned soul has nothing to do with the reproductive cells of a man and woman, he is placed into the proper situation because of his work, karma, dive, and nitrena. Life is not, however, a product of two secretions, but is independent of all material elements. As fully described in Bhagavad Gita, the living entity is not subject to any material reactions. He can neither be burnt by fire, cut by sharp weapons, moistened by water, nor dried by the air. He is completely different from the physical elements, but by a superior arrangement, he is put into these material elements. He is always aloof from material contact. Asango hiyana ayam purusha. But because he is placed into a material condition, he suffers the reactions of the material modes of nature. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakritijan gunan karanam gunasangosya sadasad yona janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Bhagavad Gita 13.22. Although the living entity is aloof from the material elements, he is put into material conditions, and thus he must suffer the reactions of material activities. Text 24. Aditir dishtitam garbam bhagavantam sanatanam hiranyagarbo vignaya samide guyanamibi. Synonyms. Adite, into the womb of Aditi, dishtitam, being established, garbam, pregnancy, bhagavantam, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sanatanam, who is eternal, Anyanyagarbha, Lord Brahma, Vignaya, knowing this, Samide, offered prayers, Guya Namabhi, with transcendental names. Translation. When Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead exists everywhere. Adantarasta paramanutantarastam. Therefore, when one chants his transcendental names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically pleased by such sankirtan. It is not that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absent, he is present there. And when a person utters the transcendental name, it is not a material sound. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is naturally pleased. A devotee knows that the Lord is present everywhere and that one can please him simply by chanting his holy name. Text 25. Sri Brahmo Vacha Jaya Rugaya Bhagavan Uru Krama Namos Dute Namo Brahmanya Devaya Tri Gunaya Namo Namaha. Synonyms. Sri Brahmo Vacha, Lord Brahma offered prayers, Jaya, all glories, Uru Gaya, unto the Lord who is constantly glorified. Bhagavan, O my Lord, Urukrama, whose activities are very glorious, Nama Ashtute, offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Nama, my respectful obeisances, Brahmanya Devaya, unto the Lord of the Transcendentalists. Trigunaya, the controller of the three modes of nature. Nama Nama, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Translation. Lord Brahma said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all glories unto you, who are glorified by all, and whose activities are all uncommon. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, O Lord of the Transcendentalists, controller of the three modes of material nature. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Text 26. Namaste Prishni Garbhaya Veda Garbhaya Vedase Na Trinabhaya Tri Pristaya Sipi Vistaya Vishnave. Synonyms. Namaste, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Prishni Garbhaya, who formerly lived in the womb of Prishni, Aditi, in her previous birth. Veda Garbhaya, who always remain within Vedic knowledge. Vedase, who are full of knowledge. Trinabhaya, within the stem growing from whose navel live all the three worlds. Tri Pristaya, who are transcendental to the three worlds, Sipi Vistaya, who are within the cores of the hearts of all living entities, Vishnave, unto the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the all-pervading Lord Vishnu, who have entered the cores of the hearts of all living entities. All the three worlds reside within your navel, and yet you are above the three worlds. Formerly you appeared as the son of Prishni. To you, the Supreme Creator, who are understood only through Vedic knowledge, I offer my respectful obeisances. Text 27. Tvam adir anto bhuvanasya madhyam ananta shaktim purusham yamahu kalo bhavan akshipata tisha vishvam shrotayatan tat patitam garbiram. Synonyms: Tvam, your lordship, Adi, the original cause, Anta, the cause of dissolution, Bhuvanasya, of the universe, Madhyam, maintenance of the present manifestation, Ananta Shaktim, the reservoir of unlimited potencies, Purusham, the Supreme Person, Yam, whom, Ahu, they say, Kala, the principle of eternal time, Bhavan, your lordship, Akshipati, attracting, Isha, the Supreme Lord, Vishram, the whole universe, Shrota, waves, Yata, as, Anta, Patitam, fallen within the water, Gabiram, very deep. Translation. O my Lord, you are the beginning, the manifestation, and the ultimate dissolution of the three worlds, and you are celebrated in the Vedas as the reservoir of unlimited potencies, the Supreme Person. O my Lord, as waves attract branches and leaves that have fallen into deep water, you, the Supreme Eternal Time Factor, attract everything in this universe. Purport. The time factor is described as kalashtrota, waves of time. Everything in this material world is within the time factor and is being carried away by the waves of attraction, which represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 28. Tvam vai prajanam stirajankamanam prajapatinam asisamba vishnu divokshanam deva divas Chutanam parayanam nar eva majato psu. Synonyms. Tvam, your lordship, vai, indeed, prajanam, of all living entities, stira jangamanam, either stationary or moving, prajapitanam, of all the prajapatis, asi, you are, samba vishnu, the generator of everyone, diva lokshanam, of the inhabitants of the upper planetary system, Deva, O Supreme Lord, Deva Chutanam, of the demigods who have now fallen from their residential quarters, Paryanam, the supreme shelter, you know, boat, Eva, like Majata, of one drowning, Apshu, in the water. Translation. My Lord, you are the original generator of all living entities, stationary or moving, and you are also the generator of the Prajapatis. O my Lord, as a boat is the only hope for a person drowning in the water, you are the only shelter for the demigods who are now bereft of their heavenly position. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and entitled, quote, The Supreme Lord Agrees to Become Aditi's Son, end quote.